staff reports. Neil at the end. Christina.
I passed out invoices for the elimination of recourse for the insurance. So for some people, your employers pay for that. For everybody else, you can pay for it. We also processed our first Sacera payroll on January 8th. So we have completely separated benefits, payroll, and HR from the county now.
Woo-hoo.
Great. Good for you. Did the checks clear?
And you still have brown hair.
And then we are looking to kind of streamline the board member traveling as far as getting reservations in, because you know, sometimes during the meeting, board members say who wants to go, and then it takes us time to get back to people. So yeah. We've created a form that Luz has today. That if you sign up for one of the tables, you can just fill it out now so we can start getting that travel booked today. And we'll have those forms at every board meeting going forward. So that you can get your flights right away, get your hotel rooms, and there won't be as much of a delay.
Really?
So she'll be passing out calipers forms today, right?
Yes.
Guinea pigs. All right,
Ali. Just one more thing, just an update on the separation from the county, from the IT side, as it impacts the employer reporting. We've had our first drops from the county that everything went smoothly, the file transfers. So we'll be continuing to build out the back office arc for the employer reporting. For the smaller districts, we now have all of the user request access forms completed. They've been set up. All the file structures been set up for the sites for them, and they're beginning to test do the user testing for their own. And then for February, they'll be their first live for the other districts. So far, everything has been going smoothly. We'll continue to build out the rest of the contribution. In member services, and then tie it back to the county for the first issue.
Tim?
In addition to normal processing of applications, the staff is actively working on the validation of the 1099-R tax reporting and the requirements getting the ones out. So it's a full year.
Tim?
A couple items on our managers. You may have seen in the news, John Angelo and Angela Gordon passed away on January 1st. John had been in charge of more than client service as the strategic director of the firm. Michael Gordon was the chief investment officer. It looks at this point like Larry Schloss, who was the president, who was hired a couple years ago, is probably going to be taking over most of John Angelo's duties. No immediate impact on the strategies that we have funded with Angela Gordon.
Do you know whether it was unexpected or?
He had about an 18-month battle with cancer.
Okay.
While we're on the topic of Angela Gordon, one of the strategies we have with them is the Energy Credit Opportunities Fund. Given the news of where oil prices are today, this is something where there are three sub-strategies within the Eco Fund, basically distressed bond trading, two flavors of that, and then direct lending. The direct lending was kind of the central thesis, and everything else was as opportunities manifested themselves. The fund has drawn very little capital. It's drawn 20% of capital. Recall that we only pay on capital that they've drawn, and basically they're waiting for their opportunity set to get even bigger. They think it's going to happen in advance of the March and April revaluation of the reserves of a lot of the oil drillers. Right now, the distress is on the asset side. Most of these companies still have cash flow to cover their existing loans, so but that runs out at a certain point. So more to come on that, and Jeff's been having about monthly calls with them to get a lay of the land there. And other item on your managers, First Eagle received an inquiry from the Department of Labor on some of their activities around ERISA-based clients. broad-based inquiry at this point, no impact on Cicera portfolio. We're in a separate account there. Basically, no news. It's an inquiry at this point. And then lastly, just a preview of the next meeting. Ed Hoffman from Bears is going to be here to give the board education on a couple of operational pieces of outside vendors that they think would be helpful for Cicera to have in place before we start doing implementation of the new asset allocation, specifically transition managers and overlay managers. And they're going to provide some education and guidance on that.
When are they going to do this?
Next meeting.
Oh, Jesus.
In addition to the other stuff?
Not at you. I'm not here, and it's one of the things that have been so important to me.
Yep, there's a lot of various stuff, and unfortunately, we're just trying to move through it all.
Can I recommend that next year we coordinate the board schedule with Jerry Telus's
crew schedule.
Let's do that.
Any board members would like to go on the cruise?
Yeah, right. By the way, I like your choices of socks. He looks like he's going to an Indian reservation, and you look like you're going to jail.
Never tell a CIO
bite
that.
Bite your tongue.
Jerry, what about my socks?
You're beautiful. You're right on.
I'm the warden.
You're great. You're not going anywhere. You're staying right here.
Karen.
I have the pleasure of chairing the next Calipers Attorneys Roundtable on the 22nd of January, Friday, in Burbank. We have an exciting 5.5 hours of continuing legal education for everybody in store.
Is that an oxymoron?
No.
Exciting
no,
five
just
and a half hours.
Comes to legal education.
Well, that's right.
Including hopefully 1 hour of ethics, required ethics.
Training.
So I've had great response from my peers up and down the state, in-house, outside attorneys, in helping to talk with topics and present. So it should be an exciting one.
Congratulations. Okay, outside, Harvey.
Oh, you didn't do me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saving you for last. And I'm sorry, Gail.
Just a couple of things. One, Cicera received from the GFOA and a certificate of excellence for their 2014 PAFR. That's the popular annual financial report that goes out to all the members. Also, a couple of weeks back, Cicera's employees, we had an independence celebration marking our 1 year anniversary as a special district and independent employer. We had a very nice cake, and we had a timeline kind of looking back on the last year and some of the projects and milestones that we did, as well as having a nice slideshow of some of our employee activities so we could look back on all the great work and great fun that we had and just kind of setting the stage for this year. So that was a nice event. That's all I have.
Now, Harvey.
Still nothing?
Nothing to report, thank you.
I've got a question for you. We had a report from you meeting before last or last meeting, I'm not sure, in which we were looking at the county, assessing the county for the, it wasn't on-call pay, but it was...
Panel management.
Where is that?
Me? It must have been from Karen.
So to clarify, the issue before the board was there was a recommendation by staff to consider whether to ask the county as a plan sponsor
right.
who made the error to pay for the overpayment
right.
of benefits, and the board instead asked that the panel management pay be reviewed on the basis of whether or not it was those retirees that appear and addressed the board and stated that their panel management pay was not equivalent to the panel management pay description in the county's current MOU. Long answer. That's where that is at. Actually, Raleigh's update went to that.
So there'll be an agenda item next month.
On the 20th, oh, it's not next meeting? It's not next meeting on the 27th? You sure it's not next meeting?
I don't know. How long is your cruise, Jerry? I don't know if you'll be back.
2 days. 4 days.
What's it, after the Farallones and back?
Yeah. So the issue issue of whether the Lafayette Reservoir hasn't been decided by the board.
That's what I was asking, where that is. And so it's going to come back, and we're going to have to talk about it again. Okay.
Any other trustee comments? If not, I think we can adjourn.
Early.